So you got to put the word. That's why he said, let it dwell in your heart, because your heart is the only thing that will produce. And when you speak, your heart, you give your heart, you put pressure on that seed and the heart up. You put it, that ground won't do anything, the seed won't do anything until you put it in the ground. You put it in the ground, put pressure on that ground to produce. Yeah. I think you heard my wife tell, she had this pot sitting out there in front of the old church building, and she decided to pour some water in there. See, water the word. Here come this elephant ear plant shooting up. It was there all the time. It was there. And you keep your mouth shut. I won't say nothing. Because they're faith-filled words, and they have to be spoken. Have to be. And you ought to go through the day talking your victory, not your circumstance. I walk in divine health. I'm a prosperous man. I'm a prosperous woman. Wealth and riches in my house. I hear the voice of God. I instantly obey. I don't question reason. He tell me to do this. He said, give this, I give it. He said, say this, I say it. He said, do this. I hear the voice of God clear and accurate. Because see, you've been put in a position where you can know the will of God and know the deep things of God. Are you willing to dive in? Or you just want to stick your toe in the water and go, I've been swimming. No. You do not discover things just on the surface of the ocean or the sea, even a lake or pool. Deep things are down deep. That's why they have these divers. They go down deep and they discover things. That the deep things of God, you got to be willing to go where you haven't been. Do what you haven't done before. Pray longer than you ever prayed before. Wait on God more than you ever waited on him before. Do what he tells you. Hallelujah. The mystery is Christ in you, hope of glory. You have access to God's glory. What is God's glory? Some have seen in the realm of the spirit. Have seen the glory come in the form of a cloud, a fog. And in that glory, when the glory of God shows up, whether it's seen, whether it's visible or it's present, or it's just present. Demons get to trembling, they have to leave. I remember Brother Hagin telling this story, this man, and some of you probably heard it. This man, he wasn't saved. And the Spirit of the Lord fell on the congregation. It just, everybody just went quiet, nobody could say nothing. We was in one of Pastor Tracy's meeting out there in Texarkana. We had that to happen. Spirit of the Lord just fell on. We just quiet. You could hear a pin fall. And those kind of times, we need to be open to yield to it more. But let me get back to the story. So this fellow pulled up on the parking lot, you know, like some people come by to pick up. He would come in the church. He just pull up out there and wait for his wife. Until the church is over here, and she'll come out. So he pulled up, he waited a while, and nobody came out. He looked at his watch, you know, it's about time for her to come out. And so So he rolled his window down. He couldn't hear nothing, you know, wasn't any preaching. You know, if he had been preaching, you could have heard him saying something. So he said he got out of the car and walked up to the window, put his ear up to the window, because those days they kind of had these windows you can't see through. And you still got these stained glass windows that you can't see through now in some church building. But anyway, that's what they had. He put his ear up to the window. He couldn't hear anything. He thought if the rapture took place. So after a while, he couldn't. He said, "Well, let me go inside and see." He opened the door and peeped in, and so he just came in, and sit on the first seat he could get to in the back. So nobody said a word. Nobody moved. He just sit there. After a while, he got to shaking. I'm talking about the glory of God. See, when God moved, I mean, you don't need to get in his way. You just let him do what he know how to do. He messed around and got over in that place where the glory of God was. After a while, he got to shaking so, and nobody moved. Next thing you know, he got up with nobody. Nobody didn't tell him anything, tell him to do it. And he went down to the altar and fell on his knees. And Lord, Brother Hagin said, "Lord, you started. We just let you finish." Man got born again. Nobody never said a word. Do not take God lightly, please. Don't play church. Don't just show up just to be showing up. Are y'all hearing what I am saying tonight? When it says Christ in you, you need to be meditating on that. I promise you a day coming that you're going to need to know that Christ really is in you. Wow. Because the enemy is constantly seeking a place, an opening to sneak in and create something in your life or your circumstance or whatever to cause you problem. So listen to this as we read tonight and go further. Christ in you. Let's talk about the mystery a little bit. Christ in you. Colossians 2:1. And I'm going to start reading this particular one from the Passion. So Colossians 2:1. And I may want to switch back and forth to the King James, but I'm going to start off in the Passion. Are you there? I wish you could know how much I've suffered for you.